This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can.
You might be wondering, why are we playing Adele? I have a reason. No, she's not coming to concert. I would see that, though, if she was. Keep it going. Let's play this a little bit. All right? Come on, Josh. Turn it up. I like this song. It's good. It's a good song. She's got an amazing voice, right? I mean, we wish the fire were starting. It's kind of ending a little bit. This is Rolling in the Deep. This is by Adele. And we're going to get to the chorus here so you can hear it all because you're probably familiar with it. Plus, I just love Adele's voice, so we can do it. Forgive me, I just have to hear a little bit more of this now. Here we go. I mean, so many different ways to take the lyrics and actually spin it into what we're about to talk about and I'm about to say. This song, Josh Schmidt, the number one song, Billboard's top charts in 2011. This was the number one song basically the last time the Buffalo Sabres made the playoffs. It's still, I mean, it holds. It's a great song, right? It holds.
I mean, I remember when this was number one. I remember listening to it every time you turned on the radio. This was the only song that was playing. So I remember this very distinctly. But yeah, it's been a long time.
I'd totally go see Adele in concert if I could. I think she's in Vegas a lot now, so that's something I might want to do, actually, that I'm listening to the song and like, oh, you know what? Maybe today, later today, get off the radio, do the show today, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and maybe flip Adele on in the old headphones there. Might do that, because she's amazing, and she's still very relevant and good, but back in 2011, she was really on top of the charts, and this song was number one. The number one song, I guess, in the world, worldwide charts, I don't know, whatever, America, either way. And this is Adele, Rolling in the Deep. We're going to have a couple more things for you as we talk a little bit today about this. The Sabres missing the playoffs for a 14th straight year. We knew this was going to happen. It was official last night. And it is kind of, I don't know, I always get the words mixed up, coincidental, and ironic, but I guess I think in this case it's ironic that they're eliminated during a time where they have been playing really good hockey, actually, right? I mean, like, last night was another really nice win, and I get it, like, it doesn't mean anything, and I hear people go, oh, who cares? It's the heroic run to, you know, mediocrity at the end of the season and getting to 500. I get all that. I don't know. I mean, I still enjoy watching them play, and I'm not sitting here rooting for losses. I understand the wins don't really mean anything, but I'd rather see them win than lose no matter what. And they're playing really well. And here we go again, Josh, which is kind of sucking you back in, thinking that it means something for next year, when in all reality, it kind of doesn't, you know?
Yeah, I'm right there, too, because it's tough, because the past few years have been this, where you're feeling good about going into the offseason, then you come in next year and you just start really low. And it's got to stop one of these years, right? Like, we got to maybe buy into it and be ready for it, and then boom, there it is, you know? Maybe we should all just not buy into it, and then next year it'll actually happen. But I the way they're playing right now, it's like, it's great. I love, like you said, you love watching it. Like, I don't really care where the draft pick is personally, because this is a draft where if it's not in the top three, just trade it away. Like, I don't even think, even if it was in the top three, you would keep it, because at this point, we've all got prospect fatigue. We're all sick and tired of seeing, oh, who's going to come up here in 2 to 3 years. Just trade someone away, or trade the pick away, I should say, and go get someone that can help you next season. That's what I'm hoping that this win streak, whatever you want to, like, however you want to look at it, this winning run here, I hope that instills them with the, hey, let's just worry about who's on the team next year, not who's on the team in 5 years, because we've already got that, right? Like, all these guys are locked up. Tage Thompson, Rasmus Dahlin, even like Matias Samuelsson, they're all locked up long term. Whether you keep them or not is still unknown, but especially with a guy like Samuelsson. But like, looking at these prospects and picks anymore, it's like you gotta start moving into the now and not into the future. That's what I hope that this run does, but it never has before, so like, I don't know how to feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they've had end of season runs before, but this feels a little different, and I don't know if I'm just forcing myself to say that or want to believe it, because they are playing so well. And here comes James Reimer, right out of, oh my god, James Reimer, look at what this guy's doing. By the way, Sabres are now 35-36-6, all right? So if you add that up, it's really 35-42 under 500. But they have just as many almost one shy regulation win as regulation losses, 35-36. They are 8-1 in their last 9 games, okay? And did you look at, do you know where they are right now, Josh, in the NHL draft standings? What pick they would have?
Think around
based
like
a bit without the lottery.
7 or 8.
They're 9 now. They're 9.
Wow.
Okay. But what's funny is I went to Tankathon. If you go to Tankathon and hit simulate lottery, bam, bam. It took me 2 clicks, and they're number 1. I'm looking at them right now on top of my in my page. And that's what their chance is, only 5% to get the number 1 pick. But they are still actually alive for the number 1 pick. That could happen. But I think you got to refresh my memory. They can get it from that spot, but otherwise you can only go up a certain amount, and there's only a certain amount of teams that can actually get the number 1 spot. But I didn't think 9 could get up to 1. I have to refresh my rules here on the lottery, but apparently they can, because I just hit sim lottery at Tankathon. I have it. I'll take a screenshot. It actually happened. They moved up 8 spots, 5.0%. So they did win again last night. And how about the season that Tage Thompson is putting together? I mean, first of all, the Sabres have won 5 straight games. They've won 8 of their last 9 games. The only loss in this span was, oddly, at Philadelphia Flyers, who are not good, and the Sabres lost 7-4. They couldn't stop anything in that game. You think about the goals they've been scoring here in this 9-game run. 5-3. Okay, here we go. 5-3-7-4-8-5-3-6. 3 last night, and a shutout for James Reimer last night. Who, by the way, did he win his 7th in a row last night? Is that his 7th win in a row?
That's career best, too.
And it ties the Sabres' record with Gary Desjardins, it ties several others, but I think Desjardins won 9 in a row, I believe is what they said last night in the broadcast.
Yep, it was funny. Me and my dad were trying to guess like who that was, and he got it right away. It was so crazy. He's been a Sabres fan for life, and obviously, you know, I wasn't alive when Gary Desjardins was playing for the Sabres, but... Yeah, I thought it was going to be
Miller.
No, I mean,
he predates me,
sure.
Really, too. I thought it was Tom Barrasso when they first brought it up. And the reason why is I remember there was a stretch in Barrasso's career where they had a really nice long winning streak. And I'm like, oh, I think it's Barrasso. He was in this winning streak here. But it wasn't him, obviously. And you did have Barrasso and Sove. They kind of, you know, traded off a little bit. So that's probably why. And then, of course, you get to Ryan Miller and you get to Dominic Hasek and you think it's got to be one of these guys. Marty Biron had a couple nice runs as well. I even thought Don Edwards. I did not think Gary Desjardins. It goes back a long time. He was a goalie in the 70s and I think maybe first part of the 80s, but goalie in the 70s for sure for the Sabres. We're going back five decades here, actually, for that to happen. James Reimer, I mean, and it does kind of get you a little bit more to a question I'm going to ask Paul Hamilton. And by the way, we'll have Paul Hamilton joining me here at 10:30 a.m. on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good morning to you. Sal Capaccio with you on a Wednesday morning. Paul's going to join me at 10:30. And one of the questions I really want to dive into with Paul is what they really might want to do with the goaltending situation. Because, I mean, I think we're to the point now where do you entertain, and I think they at least entertain, yeah, I'll just ask it. Do you entertain moving UPL? Because I understand that James Reimer is older and it's probably not sustainable, but eventually this is going to be Devin Levi's net, right, Josh? I mean, I think eventually it's going to be Devin Levi's net. The question is it way too early to say, oh yeah, you pivot to Devin Levi next year and you just bring back Levi and James Reimer at his age and he becomes the backup and maybe even, because then you could be back in the same spot you're in right now with goaltending, and that's not a good spot to be in.
Yeah, I think it has to eventually become Levi's net, but I just don't know if Reimer is the right choice to pair with him. If you let's say you do move on from UPL, it's probably got to have a better goaltender to pair with Levi, almost a 1A 1B situation, rather than resting on Levi as your starter next year.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that. I think you're right about that. I've always wanted, and it's a little more like I'm kind of biased towards it because I've always rooted for Levi to be that guy and thought that he could be that guy. And now we're in the spot where he's playing really well at Rochester and it's time. But I also understand and respect the fact, and everybody will tell you, goalies at that age, it's just hard for them to become the number one guy. I mean, we kind of thought that maybe last year and into this year, and way too soon for him. Even next year might be too soon. But you're right. I think what you're saying is right, Josh, which is, it's not out of the question he could become like a primary goalie for you next year, but to really just hand him the net and not have him be able to lean on another veteran with him, and then who is that veteran? But this all would depend on, too, with UPL, because does it do Levi any good to be the straight-up backup next year and not getting the reps in Rochester, right? He's going to be an RFA. That was the talk this year. So I think goaltending is a really, really big, interesting spot for the Sabres. It already was, but now we're talking about what Reimer has been doing and what UPL has not been doing this year. And I think you're getting into a really interesting spot here. Money shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't be if they were willing to spend it, the cash part, because they have enough money under the cap, on the cap, to be able to go out and get somebody that can be an upgrade if you want and younger over Reimer and have Devin Levi if you want to move on from Lukanen, whatever it is. They can do all that. But that's really kind of becoming the issue. It's not scoring, and it shouldn't be scoring. And finally, it's not scoring, right? You go back, you know, earlier this season, scoring goals was a problem. Do you remember the first three games of the year, Josh? Do you remember they opened up against the Devils over in Europe, right? A couple of games they came back against the Kings. Do you remember those games?
Yeah, and they scored three goals in all three, over the course of the three games, and it was tough. It was
brutal.
Offense was brutal.
Yep, they scored one goal against the Devils, another one goal against the Devils, one goal against the Kings. Then they started to pick it up. I'm looking at their game logs right now. There was a stretch where they were scoring 5 and 4, and then there was another stretch where it was just wildly inconsistent. They would have stretches of 1-2 and even shutout. They got shut out in 2 out of 3 games in November. This was when the 13-game losing streak started. During the 13-game losing streak, they could not really score goals. They finally did when they ended it with a 7-1 win against the Islanders. But during the 13-game losing streak, it's no goals, 3, no goals, 4, 2-2. They did have a 6-5 loss in there. 2-2, 3-1, 3-1. Like, they had a bunch of stretch where they didn't score over 3 goals a game. And now suddenly, they're just lighting up the scoreboard and lighting the back of the net and the lamp. And that should never have been an issue with this team, scoring goals. And finally, it's not, right? Special teams and goaltending really have been. Defense, too, right? How you want to parse that. But special teams and goaltending have really hurt them. And then now it's starting to get better. The goaltending is getting better with Reimer. Special teams have been better. Not great. Power play has been better over the last, you know, couple of months, at least since the new year. And then obviously shorthanded Alex Tuck doing a wonderful job. Another shorthanded goal last night. He leads the NHL in shorthanded goals. So Sabres officially eliminated from playoff contention. They will miss the playoffs for the 14th straight season. The actual date of the Sabres' last playoff game, was that Easter 2011? No, I don't think so. Was it? Am I misremembering here? Or was it the one right after Easter? Was that what it was? Because they played at home. I'm going to look at this right now. I'm bringing this up for a reason here. The actual date. Do you remember the last Sabres playoff game? 2011?
I do. I don't remember the date, but I do remember watching it and just...
Yeah.
It was. Sad.
I think it was the Easter game was here, and then they went to Philly and lost. Right. So here it is, April 26th, 2011. Okay. So April 26th. The reason why I'm bringing it up, the last playoff game for the Sabres, they actually do have a 3 month jump. They're better than the New York Jets. The New York Jets' last playoff game, Josh, was January 23rd of 2011. 3 months later, and 3 days later, the Sabres played their last playoff game.
Still not the longest
drought. Those are the two teams.
Still not the longest drought. We're good.
That's right. That's exactly the point I'm making. Yes, if it makes you feel any better at all, which I don't think it should necessarily, but we did have a Buffalo team a while ago, the Bills, who had the longest ever... the longest current playoff drought in all of North American professional sports. That is not the case. They have the second longest. Did you see? Don't look right now. Do you know the other sports? The longest playoff droughts in the other sports right now. Do you know them?
Ooh.
So you got the Jets at 14 years. You got the Sabres at 14 years. Do you know the MLB longest drought and the NBA longest drought?
I don't know them, but I'm going to take a guess that because I think I remember seeing this graphic recently that both sports in the MLB and the NBA are around like 7 or 8 years, I think.
A little longer than that.
Okay. I'm not too sure then.
Saw it recently, but maybe a couple years ago. Because
yeah, maybe that's true.
Major League Baseball, believe it or not, even with Mike Trout and Otani for all those years, the Angels have not made it in 10 years.
Yeah, no, actually, now that you say that,
amazing.
I remember that, because our own Zach Jones is an Angels fan,
yes.
And he always reminds me of his many playoff droughts he goes through.
And then you have the Charlotte Hornets, who have not been in the NBA playoffs in 9 years.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are they going to make it this year? I don't think so. I'm not up to the I'm not up to date on the Charlotte Hornets standings here. Where are they right now? Regular season. Charlotte Hornets. Can you look at that for me? I'm trying to find it, and I can't, for some reason, I can't pull that up. Okay, here we go. Where are the Charlotte Hornets right now? Yeah, they're not going to make it. They're 19-60. Whoa!
Oof.
Not the worst record in the NBA, though, by the way.
Really? Wow. What? Did Utah Jazz, 16-63.
16-63.
Wow.
Wow. I did not realize this with the Utah Jazz. 16-63. I mean, it's actually the third worst record because the Wizards are 17-62. And then the Hornets are 19-60.
I need you to go look at the Utah Jazz ESPN results page because they have had probably three different losing streaks with at least 8 games in each one. It is a lot of L's on one page, that's for sure. This is a crazy thing to look at. If anyone out there wants to look at this, from March to now, the Jazz have won one game. Between March 2nd and April 9th, the Jazz have won one game over the Washington Wizards. It was 128-112. Every other game they've played between now and then has been a loss.
They started the season 0-6. And then you're right. They've gone. Okay, they've lost 9 straight. Yep, there's a 10 straight right there. I'm looking at their reference page now. There's a 9 straight. There's a 10 straight. There's an 8 straight. I said they started the season with 6 straight. Wow, you're right. 6, 8, 9, and 10 game losing streaks that the Utah Jazz have had. They're going to miss the playoffs as well. But the Sabres have the second longest active streak drought of making the playoffs. They have not made it since April 26th, 2011. It is better though than the New York Jets, who haven't made it since January 23rd of 2011. 2011. How old were you in 2011?
I was 12 years old. I was in sixth grade, and it was funny. I was at my parents' last night watching the game, and somehow we like got to looking at old pictures and pictures from 2012 were what we were looking at, and I have on a shirt in a picture where it says Buffalo Sabres playoffs 2011, and it's got the roster on the back. I remember the shirt very well, but it was just kind of funny, you know, given the theme of the night and the theme of today, that I was looking at those pictures last night. It's crazy. I don't remember specifics about the year, but I just remember, you know, the excitement of going to the playoffs and then never seeing it ever again until who knows when.
One thing that stood out to me when I was doing a little research on this morning, I haven't seen many films from 2011 because I went and looked at the top like box office hits. So 2011, folks, all right? Adele, Rolling in the Deep, was the number one song in 2011. The number one movie, Josh Schmidt, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Oh, wow.
That is in gross. And it's not the Academy Award winner, like Best Picture. In gross, you know, revenue, income, whatever. So people went to watch this the most. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. You seen it?
I did not see it the year it came out, but I think I've seen that one. I've tried to watch all the Harry Potter films, but they kind of, sometimes they get meshed together. But I remember when that came out, my cousin's a huge Harry Potter fan. She waited at the theater for like the release. She got there and like waited in line. She was like first in line. She was waiting there for like 5 hours or something. It was crazy. But I remember when that movie came out just specifically because of that. So that's pretty crazy. I didn't know that was the movie of the year though, or well, grossing movie of the year that year.
The top five movies, the top five movies in 2011 were all of a franchise. Okay. So Harry Potter, right? There's franchise there. and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Number two, Transformers Dark of the Moon.
That's a good one. I like that movie a lot.
Obviously, that's part of a franchise. Mm-hmm. Also, number three, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
That movie came out in 2011?
Yes.
Wow.
Number four, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
No. Never seen any of those.
Okay. Number five, actually tied for five, looks like, pretty much. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol and Kung Fu Panda 2.
Interesting.
There's a new Mission Impossible out. Mission Impossible has been going on since like the late, I mean, for many, many years, but the Tom Cruise version, I think since the late 90s.
I'm a big Mission Impossible guy. I saw the last one.
Those are good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good movies for sure. So, yeah, 2011. A lot happened in 2011. We'll revisit 2011 as we go on today because that was a better time for the Buffalo Sabres. But honestly, like last night was a good time. It's a good time down at the arena. Steve Tasker did a really good job on the broadcast as well. He was between the... I've always had this idea. Now I'm kind of mad because I'm like, man, why didn't I bring this to them? But no, Steve Tasker's a bigger draw, no doubt. But I've always thought we should do a little swap where I go in between the benches and Rob Ray comes on the Bills sidelines for a game. That would be pretty cool, right? And then I saw Tasker down there. I'm like, oh, man, that's my idea, but it's good. Steve did a great job. I think better than I could do. I would say that. He was amazing last night. So that was pretty fun to watch that with Steve Tasker down there and to be a part of a win, right? And 3-0, and the Sabres get a shutout with James Reimer. So we are in the spot now where you're feeling good about how they're playing, but they're not going to make the playoffs. And Lindy Ruff said after the game, he's disappointed. Of course, he is. He's disappointed. He said, and his quote basically was, we can't do anything about that now, but what we can do is continue to work on our game. And again, I'll say, that's great, and it makes you feel good, but guess what happens as of April 17th or whenever the last game is? I think that might be the date. After that, Tage has 0 goals again. And James Reimer doesn't have any, you know, well, I guess he could still have a win streak, but, you know, the Sabres are not in the playoffs again, and they're not playing. Their season's over. And everybody's going to go where they go, and guys are going to play in different international competitions, and guys are going to be different. Who's going to come up? Who's going to not be here? Who's going to get traded? And we start the cycle over again. And we hope and wish that it's different next year. It's kind of what it's been for the last 14 years here in Buffalo. So it's fun to watch and cool to see. It's hard to get super excited about it because we've been down here before. Now, if you put yourself back in, let's just say they had been to the playoffs over the last whatever years, and they won a couple rounds here or there, and this was, let's say, the third year of missing the playoffs. It'd feel way different because you'd be like, oh, they're finally back on track. Here we go. Like, yeah, all right, here we go. They've missed it for a few years. Now look at this team they have. Nice core group. They're getting there. But that's not the case because we've been kind of pulled into this before over the 14 years when they had Eichel and O'Reilly and Kane and Reinhardt and that group. And you're like, oh, my God, they have all this talent. And then they had times where they were playing well and they were coming close. And then they came within 1 point a few years ago. We know that. We've had times like this, and it's just never materialized. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton about it. He's going to come aboard here in just about 5 minutes after the next timeout, so we'll do that with him. At 11 a.m. today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Matt Bove, my co-host on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, the podcast. Also, Channel 7 WKBW-TV Sports Director. The reason why I'm going to have Matt on, we are going to talk about, tease, promote, and give you some insight into our podcast we recorded yesterday, which is available now. I don't want you to listen now. You can wait till after the show is over. After the show, you know, whenever you get a chance, when you're not, you know, when you're bumping around, driving around, doing some house cleaning, go listen to It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, the latest version. If it's in audio form, obviously, podcast, wherever you pod, that's iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey app. But also on my YouTube channel, go to Sal Sports on YouTube. You'll see it there. It's our annual podcast we do with NFL schedule maker Mike North. He's one of them. They have a team there. It's an hour and a half long, folks. Speaking of watching these movies, it's a movie, but that's okay. I think your time will be passed very quickly listening because we get into a lot of stuff when it comes to the NFL schedule. And I got some thoughts I want to bring to you today on the show about it and talk with Matt about it when we get with him at 11 a.m. So we'll do that at 11 o'clock. Matt Bove, from Channel 7 and my co-host. It's always game day in Buffalo. We'll talk about our podcast we did with Mike North, which is available now on all podcast and social media platforms at YouTube channel, I should say, and your audio platforms where you pod. But before we do that, Paul Hamilton joins me. Sabres shutout victory last night. They've won 8 of their last 9 games, but officially eliminated for the 14th straight season from playoff contention. We'll get with Paul Hamilton after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.